Welcome to your Sunday Reader. Today we will be discussing the readings for the seventh Sunday of Easter, 2009.
The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter stood up in the midst of the brothers. There was a group of about 120 persons in one place. He said, "My brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand, through the mouth of David, concerning Judas, who was the guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was numbered among us and was allotted a share in this ministry. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May another take his office.' Therefore, it is necessary that one of the men who accompanied us the whole time the Lord Jesus came and went among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day on which he was taken up from us, become with us a witness to his resurrection." So they proposed two, Judas, called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. They prayed, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this apostolic ministry from which Judas turned away to go to his own place." Then they gave lots to them, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was counted with the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord has set his throne in heaven.
The Lord has set his throne in heaven.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my being bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
The Lord has set his throne in heaven.
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so surpassing is his kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he put our transgressions from us.
The Lord has set his throne in heaven.
The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, all you his angels, you mighty in strength, who do his bidding.
The Lord has set his throne in heaven. The second reading is a reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. No one has ever seen God, yet if we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. This is how we know that we remain in him, and he in us, that he has given us of his Spirit. Moreover, we have seen and testify that the Father sent his Son as Savior of the world. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him, and he in God. We have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God, and God in him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, "Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, hello and welcome to your Sunday Reader. Today I'm Dawn. Brian is absent today. He's getting his car fixed. Can you believe that? It's very difficult to believe. But I'm here with special guest Judy, who has recently joined the staff of St. Mary's. So Judy, would you like to say hello?
Hello, everyone. And Dawn, thanks so much for inviting me.
Ooh, thanks for being here. I don't do well on this by myself, so I've got to bring someone in to help me out.
And thanks, Brian.
So we were looking through the readings after you've just heard them. And, you know, one of the things that really struck me today was from the first reading, we have here they're drawing lots to find the successor of Judas. And so it was so coincidental because last week at St. Mary's and St. Bridget's, we had the selection of the parish council members. And a lot of people are like, well, why are you just drawing names out of a hat? That's like kindergarten. Actually, one of the kids came up to me and said, you know, Dawn, this is like when I was in kindergarten, you had to draw who got to be the caboose for the line. But I went on to explain that, you know, this is a part of our heritage, our tradition, where we come from, that this is how they picked the successor to Judas. So this is a pretty big deal. And it's not just, oh, well, we'll put it all and just draw one. It's you put your names in, or as they counted them here, they did lots. And then you pray to the Holy Spirit to ask for guidance. And here they say, you, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one should have been chosen. And that's exactly what we do. So it's actually a lot more based on faith than people think. And so that's just sort of interesting. So.
And did you explain to the group, to everyone, that that's how the process was?
Right, yes. There's a discernment meeting, and that happened about 2 weeks ago, I think. And Father Mull explained that that's how this happens. And so anybody that was nominated comes to this meeting, they hear that, and then they have some time to think and pray about, is this what God's calling me to do? And in this way, also, there's no winners and losers. I mean, it's not like you're rejected by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. It's just that at this moment in time, this is who's chosen for this job. And it doesn't excuse you from being involved in church. It's just this is who's needed now, and you need to find your gift someplace else or use your gift someplace else.
Or at another time. For those who are chosen, it's an affirmation that I was ready for this.
Right.
And those who had that reflection prior who weren't chosen or selected at this time will think, well, it's just not my time. Maybe there's something else for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly, yes. And last night we had our parish council meeting, and we do the selection of officers the exact same way. So people are nominated, and then we sing that Come Lord Jesus, or Come Holy Spirit, a couple times, and then somebody draws the name from, in this case we had a bowl, not a hat. But it was so funny because the kid who was sitting next to me, he selected one from the bowl, and I saw his hand, it went into the bowl, he started to take it out and it fell down, and so he reached in again and picked up another one. It was a different one. I thought, oh, that's the Holy Spirit at work. So it was just fun. So that's about the first reading. If we go sort of, well, not in order, but you know, last week all the readings almost were all about love, and today in our second reading we have another one about loving each other. And I think last week's gospel, Jesus said, "Love one another." That's his command. So I think this is just another reinforcement that we really, and that's what it's all about. You know, we try and make things harder by putting rules around them, and what it all boils down to is, well, love one another. And it sounds pretty easy, but it's not. You know, those people that you just can't deal with at the moment, but, you know.
Maybe there's another moment for them. It's not your moment.
That's right. Well, you know, it starts off with beloved, and it reminded me, I was gone last week on retreat. That's part of the reason I didn't do a podcast. And you can find it online, actually. If you Google Henry Nouwen, The Life of the Beloved, there's a series of things that he wrote about being the beloved of God. And it's so very moving and meaningful that God calls each one of us his beloved. And so to remember that we are the beloved and that we don't need to seek approval from other people or do things in order to get their blessing. It's really, we already have the love of God, and just remembering that. So,
And actually, Dawn and I spoke a little bit about her reading of that passage and how sometimes in life, in moments, we may encounter people that kind of rub us the wrong way, or we wonder, why don't I get along with this person, generally speaking, or at this time? But if you keep in mind, you know, that holding your tongue, and when you walk away and you're like, oh, I should have said this or that, maybe that's the God in all of us saying that wasn't the right time. And mm-hmm. It takes all different types of people to make the world go round and work the way it does. In fact, I commented to Dawn that to make a pearl, God puts the grain of sand in an oyster. So, you know, we're not always going to get along with everyone, and there's a reason why God puts different people in our lives. And we have to remember God's in all of us.
And that is so hard to remember. One of the things Nawan talks about is recognizing I'm the beloved, but so is the person across from me. And so I tried to remember that this weekend. And as you look at someone, even if they drive you crazy, the beloved in you can care for the beloved in the other person across from you. And I don't remember. It must have been somebody I was talking to said, well, you know, that's the tradition, like the Thai tradition, when you bow to each other. It's the spirit in me bows to the spirit in you. And it's all connected in that way. And it's a lot, I have found, it's a lot of work to do that. It's so much easier just to say, oh, you annoy me, so I'm going to ignore you. But as we found out last week in our readings, and then to take it today again, that's what we're supposed to do, is to remain in his love and to love other people. So I guess just our final wrap-up point has to do with the gospel today. And here we have Jesus praying a deeply personal prayer. And when I read it, it sort of reminded me of all that we've gone through here in the Canandaigua area over the last 2 weeks. We had a tragedy occur at our high school, and it has totally affected our entire community. And although it has been horrendous to go through it, for me, myself, I know that people have been praying and supporting all of us through it. And we're so quick to dismiss, oh yeah, I'll pray for you. But when we remember how important it is to pray for each other, and that it's not only we people who are praying for us, but here we have Jesus praying for us. So it's not just people praying, it's Jesus prays for us at the same time. And so it can be sort of trite. Oh yeah, I'll pray. But prayer really does things. And so I guess it's just important to remember that. With that, I think we will say goodbye. And we hope that you return next week and join us on your Sunday reading. Have a good week, and God bless.